You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's start with the markets. Domestic indices made new all-time highs on Wednesday and ended the session broadly in green. Now the Nifty 50's new all-time high is 19,851.70 and Sensex's fresh 52-week high is 67,171.38. The NSE Nifty 50 soared 83.90 points or 0.42% to close at 19,833.15 and BSE Sensex gained 302.30 points or 0.45% to 67,097.44. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty jumped 258.45 points or 0.57% to 45,669.30. Nifty FMCG rose 0.33%, Nifty PSU Bank skyrocketed 1.95% and Nifty Media soared 1.13%. The top gainers on Nifty 50 were NTPC, Bajaj Finance, IndusInd Bank, Ultratech Cement and Bajaj FinServ, while the losers were Hindalco, Hero MotoCorp, TCS, Bajaj Auto and Maruti Suzuki. Up next, Bank of Maharashtra has reported a surge of 95.2% in its first fiscal quarter profit of Rs. 882.49 crores in comparison to Rs. 452.20 crores in Q1 of FY23. The bank said that total interest earned during the quarter was Rs. 4,788.66 crores, up 38.5%, as against Rs. 3,457.48 crores during Q1 FY23. The NII stood at Rs. 2,339.7 crores, up 38.8%, versus Rs. 1,685.7 crores in the first quarter of FY23. The total income recorded for the first quarter of the financial year 2023-24 was at Rs. 5,417.87 crores, up 43.5% as against Rs. 3,774.66 crores during the corresponding quarter of last year. However, total expenditure for the period was at Rs. 3,554.19 crores, up 38.2% from Rs. 2,572.55 crores during Q1 FY23. Moving on, Tata Sons today announced plans to establish a global battery cell gigafactory in the UK with a capacity to produce 40 gigawatts of cells annually. This investment of over £4 billion is an integral part of Tata Group's commitment to electric mobility and renewable energy storage solutions and establishes a competitive green tech ecosystem in the UK at scale. The battery gigafactory will produce high-quality, high-performance, sustainable battery cells and packs for a variety of applications within the mobility and energy sectors. The company's strategic growth plans for its flexible manufacturing capacity will begin with the rapid ramp-up phase and the start of production in 2026. In a latest from tech, cybersecurity researchers have warned of a new ChatGPT clone, dubbed as WormGPT, that is designed specially to help cybercriminals launch online attacks. SlashNext, a cybersecurity firm, has discovered WormGPT being sold on dark web, pitching it as a sophisticated AI model and a best GPT alternative for Black Hat, designed especially for cybercrimes. The tool is described as privacy-focused and a way for easy money for cybercriminals. It has no ethical boundaries or limitations and is capable of generating convincing fake emails that can be used to fulfill ill intentions of the attackers. The researchers say that WormGPT has been trained on a diverse array of data sources, particularly concentrating on malware-related data. Meanwhile, to enhance the travel experience of daily commuters, Bengaluru Metro Rail Corporation Limited is all set to begin trials on two new metro lines next month. Namma Metro has started testing the 33 kV cables and the 750 VDC third rail along the viaduct in the Purple Line sections. This development is one of several preliminary steps towards completing the 2.1 km Kearpura Whitefield and 1.9 km Kengeri Chalagatta lines by August end. The development of these two lines will not just ensure easy travel for passengers, but also help in reducing traffic congestion in the city. In another development, India has seen a sharp reduction in poverty, An estimated 135 million people, that is close to 10% of India's population, have escaped poverty between 2015 and March 2021. Or that India's witness to a steep decline in poverty headcount ratio from 24.85% in 2015-16 to 14.96% in 2019-21. These and other numbers, rich in good tidings about India's progress and poverty reduction over the last 5 years, emanate from a Niti Aayog Multidimensional Poverty Index 2023 report. This report therefore looks at multidimensional poverty and goes about giving equal weightage to health, education and standard of living. Lastly, India's passport has moved up 7 places from its position in 2022 and now ranks at the 80th spot according to the latest ranking published by Henley Passport Index. Indians can now travel to 57 destinations without a visa. India's current rank ties it with countries like Togo and Senegal. Indian passport holders will now have visa-free access and visa-on-arrival access to countries such as Indonesia, Thailand, Rwanda, Jamaica and Sri Lanka. However, they will still need a visa to enter 177 destinations across the world. Some of these countries include China, Japan, Russia, the United States and European Union countries. Meanwhile, Singapore has replaced Japan with having the world's strongest passport, allowing visa-free entry to 192 global destinations. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.